Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Well, you don't get this dumb without an education. Let me tell you what. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution, part of the conversation. I really do want you to be part of this. I want you to know what's going on. I want you to be engaged, to be involved. You know, seriously. No yoke. And I've got so much to talk about. You know, what I really find funny is that does anybody else really look at the numbers and understand that, like California, a month after the mandate that we had to have masks, that you have to wear masks, right? The cases have increased by 162%. Maybe the masks, you know, maybe that's what it is. Maybe the masks are actually spreading this. What do you think? Right? I mean, this is how crazy this is getting. They keep telling us to look at science, but they don't. They care less about science. I just find it interesting. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, did you trigger the tax man? I ask you because many of you, you know, out there doing your thing and, you know, taxes were due the other day. And some of you are still asking questions as to, you know, what you can write off, what you can't write off, what you can do. What you, like, come on. The 15th was a couple of days ago. Actually, April 15th is when you're really supposed to be ready. What the heck happened? You know, everybody's screaming about Trump. We just talked about in the last segment, last hour. But everybody's talking about how Trump just, you know, he can't send troops to the city, which is wrong. It is constitutional. That's number one. Number two is, you know, really, it doesn't matter what the guy does. They're just going to hate him for everything he does anyhow. So as I said before, it really doesn't matter. And you had these generals come out against Trump who said, you know, he doesn't have a right to do this. And, you know, these were all guys that hated him to begin with. They run to the Obama administration to show you how partisan people can be or not be. A letter just was received that was shy of 50 retired military officers. They signed a letter endorsing President Trump's consideration to mobilize troops to restore orders in cities where, you know, rioting continues to rage. I want you to think about something. Even if you're a Democrat, you're out of control in Portland, you're out of control in Chicago, you're out of control in New York, and yet those mayors are saying, we don't want your help. They hate him that much that they don't care if they throw their people under the bus. And don't give me this stuff that Trump doesn't have a right to do it. You know what? When your son or daughter is drowning, do you really care who saves their lives? Who shows up? Because if you do, you're a fool. Notwithstanding the nonstop hostility of news media, President Trump has established a record of being cautious and restrained when using military power. He really has. I mean, think about something. What new wars has he started? What new conflicts has he started? Unlike Mr. Oblamo and Mr. Billy Bob Clinton and so forth. Right? We could have said this better ourselves. Here are some of the highest-ranking heroes who are supporting President Trump. And there's a lot of them. I mean, some of you guys, you don't care. Right? You just hate him so much, you just don't care. General Buck Kiernan of the U.S. Army, He's supporting President Trump. He retired in 2002, four-star general. You know, he held some... I'm not going to go through all their stuff. This is crazy. But for real, you've got the General Buck, Lieutenant General William Boykin. I know, some of you are going to say, well, you know, he was discredited. No, I don't want to hear it. These guys fought for the service. They fought for the military. Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney, he thinks the president's doing the right thing. General Jay Gardner. I mean, all these guys actually fought the war. They saw the war. They're not fighting in the streets of the U.S. And if you do some, if you actually would study your Constitution, you would find out he has the right to do this. Not take over, and it's been done before. For some of you just tuning in, if you didn't hear Rick Green earlier, you find out that Rick Green, in reading the reading us the Constitution and the articles it falls under, I'm going to make you go back and get it. He told you clearly, read to you clearly, where the president has the ability and the right to keep the peace. This isn't a riot. I mean, this isn't a protest. This is an insurrection. When they take over police precincts, right? When they're just going into homes, they're out of control. When they take over 8 city blocks, that's an insurrection. And the president has a right to step in. I really do. I hope they file these lawsuits so that once and for all we can get them put away. Although it won't stop anybody. You know, when the Supreme Court shot down Congress from getting President Trump's tax returns and everything's from the grand jury, what did Schiff do? He come out and he said, that's okay, we'll find a different way to make it happen. Now, if that was swapped and it was Obama, and the Supreme Court ruled, you know, against the Republicans on it, our Republican Congress, and we came out and said, that's all right, we'll find another way around it, they would have called us racists and homophobes and bigoted and whatever else they can come up with. You know, I know this is distasteful for some of you, but really, they throw that word around, it's disgusting. And I'll say it, I'm going to keep saying it. They throw around racism in such a fashion where it doesn't mean anything anymore. You're not afraid anymore. When somebody calls, I mean, if you're afraid that somebody calls you a racist, there's something wrong with you. You need to pay attention. It has no meaning anymore. And they've done that. Show me senior host Dan Pilla joins us after the break. Have you triggered the tax man? We need to know. You need to know. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. Hey, where'd you go? Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I mean that sincerely. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You got to be part of the solution. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. You know what I'm saying? It's really that simple for me. Anyway. Let me bring him on because, you know, I love it when this guy joins us. I love the information that he gives us, that he has for us. And you should, too, because he's going to save you, I guarantee, a boatload of money. Okay, we're back at it. One of my favorite people to have on the show with me. Dan Pella joins me. He's not just the tax man. He is the tax man. And look, this is not a commercial. The bottom line with this is Dan has been on the show over a year now. A lot of you have told me that you've used the information. You've bought his books. You just love the information he gives out on a regular basis. And that's what it's all about. Some of you went around and you're a victim of your last tweet or the last thing you read on Facebook or what have you. But you really should be talking to the experts about this stuff. You know, you do not want the IRS sending you letter after letter after. Let me tell you, from personal experience, scared the crap out of me. Okay, because I'm sorry. I mean, short of Jesus showing up and saying it's your time to go, and the IRS, I mean, come on. Anyway, Dan Pella joins me, and he is the tax expert. You can find out more about him on taxhelponline.com, taxhelponline.com. Dan, thanks for being with me.
My pleasure, Joe. Thanks for having me.
So you're still alive. I won't say tax season is over, but we've hit the July 15th deadline, and you're still up and about. And I mean, did you have those last-minute people that called you and said, oh, my God, I've got this, I've got that. I go, what am I supposed to do? And you're going, it's the 14th. You can't do anything, right?
People are late. It doesn't make any difference when the deadline.
I know.
So there's always these last minute people, and you know we got return preparation folks in my office. I don't do the actual return preparation myself, but you know we've got people that do it, and that's the complaint you get. And anybody that's in the tax preparation business knows this. I'm not saying anything new. People just wait until the last minute, even though the last minute was 3 months longer this year than it normally is. But here's the thing that people need to understand, Joe, and of course it's too late to do this now. But even if you couldn't make your return filing deadline of July the 15th, you could have submitted, and you and I talked about this last time we were on the air, I'm sure, you could have submitted a filing extension, Form 4868, to get yourself another 3 months to October in which to file the tax return. But, of course, that ship has sailed now. So, if you haven't filed your tax return by now or you haven't filed an extension, you need to get busy, Joe, because what happens is the IRS assesses a penalty for failure to file of 5% a month, 5% of the tax you owe, right? That's 5% a month for every part of a month that you're late, capped at 5 months or 25%. So this is a huge penalty if you haven't filed your 2019 return and didn't seek an extension. You need to get on the stick right now, and every month that goes by, it's going to cost you 5% more. Or part of a month, even if you're 1 day late, Joe, that's 5% right there. Okay, so you gotta pay attention to this thing, man. They're serious about these penalties.
Well, you know, I'm sorry, you're a nicer guy than I am, but if you couldn't get them together by April 15th, which is when you were supposed to have them together to begin with, and you missed July 15th, maybe you should have a 10% a month penalty. I don't know. I'm just thinking.
Well, look. I mean, let's be fair here, and I appreciate I appreciate your concern here, Joe, with people getting off the dime here and getting moving, and I certainly understand that. But the fact of the matter is, life happens. There's just no doubt about that.
Okay.
All right, take the corona thing away for just a second. Just erase that. There's any number of problems that a person can have within their life that would put them into a position where they can't file their tax returns. You know, any kind of a natural disaster. As I said, forget COVID. We might be talking about a fire, flood, hurricane, earthquake, any of those types of things. And I don't even mean an area or regional disaster like a hurricane or a tornado.
Right.
You know, I had a client years ago who had a small business, pizza business. He had three pizza stores in the Detroit area. And in one of the pizza stores, it was a small two-story building, and they had the restaurant on the first level, and then they had their offices on the second level. Well, there was a fire in the building, Joe, that completely destroyed the building, basically gutted the first floor, and smoke and water damage on the second floor was basically insurmountable. Well, all their business records and their computers were in the office on the second floor, and they were all destroyed, all right? And so they couldn't file their business tax returns on time, their employment tax returns.
Right.
And they couldn't file their personal income tax returns because of the destroyed records. Okay, that stuff happens, all right? And how about an illness or an injury? Again, take COVID away from it. I had a client years ago whose wife came down with cancer, and this guy spent, you know, the next 2 or 3 years of his life fighting for his wife's life, doing everything they could possibly do, traveling to this clinic, to that clinic, you know, doing this, doing that. Well, guess what? The financial obligations took second fiddle to the health concerns, and he didn't file tax returns for a number of years. Right? These things happen, and those are the kinds of things, frankly, that the IRS will forgive penalties for. And so people need to know, Joe, that just because you get whacked with a penalty doesn't mean you absolutely have to pay it. If there are reasonable grounds for your behavior, in other words, you acted in good faith and didn't deliberately disregard IRS rules, you can get rid of the penalties.
Yeah. But it goes back to what I said in the beginning. You see those letters IRS on an envelope or the Internal Revenue Service, it just waxes you feeble. I mean, the fear just comes upon you. And you're right, you've said it before, and I don't think people really grasp the fact that the penalties are not in cement, that there are ways to get rid of them and or work through them or what have you. But the reality is they got to hop on taxhelponline.com, taxhelponline.com, and, grab one of your books. Look, if you don't have a small business, he's got books on how to win your tax audit, how to get tax amnesty, the IRS problem solver. There's a bunch of books up there. Matter of fact, some of you I know you don't read anymore, but I don't know what to tell you. Get the book. Read the book. Call. It is so frustrating. Anyway, that's another story altogether, another segment altogether. But you really do have to get informed, people. You can't just do a knee-jerk on your last tweet or last Facebook page, especially when it comes to taxes. So, again, to your point, a lot of things happen to a lot of businesses here. Matter of fact, many of them that I know of that were thriving in December, November, December, their doors are shuttered now. And I can't even imagine what that's like. They probably don't have the money to pay the IRS. And I know we're going down a rabbit hole here, but I'm curious of that. Let's hit that on the other side of the break. But I'm really curious as to, here you are in July. Not only do you find yourself not able to pay your tax bill, but you're really looking to see who's going to buy the equipment inside the store because you're not opening again, especially in places like California. So we'll be back in a few minutes. Dan Pilla, the Taxman, is with us, and don't go far. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
15 Democratic mayors from some of the country's largest cities are demanding President Trump pull out federal law enforcement from Portland, Oregon, and not send more police to other cities as he has threatened to do. There is a lot of misinformation floating around that these federal agents are not identifying themselves, but according to CBP Commissioner Mark Morgan, that's not the case.
This is a baseline of all the different identifications that they have. So first and foremost, you see clearly marked that they are part of the Customs and Border Protection. The second line of marking is it shows a component within CBP that they're associated with. In this instance, Border Patrol. Clearly police. It's marked on the front and the back, every single agent.
The Trump administration is giving a nearly $2 billion contract to Pfizer for 600 million doses of its COVID-19 vaccine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
A couple of nitwits.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with us. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can also sign up for our text alerts, TRS, text TRS to 77-222. That's TRS to 77-222. Take a listen, get informed, get engaged. We're back at it again with my favorite guys, Dan Pilla, the tax man, and I mean the tax man. He's helped me out. I told you a little about the story. We're going to go into detail with that soon. But the reality is that when you see that letter from the IRS, all hope is not lost. All right? I mean, dead serious. If you pick up some of Dan's books, you head over to taxhelponline.com. Taxhelponline.com. Don't listen to all these. I mean, especially now you're getting inundated with commercials. Go to Dan's website as well. Check out his books, How to Win Your Tax Audit. There are so many little mistakes that we make. And then you get that letter from the IRS. You know, Dan Pilla, it's really funny. I keep getting this letter from the IRS. And because of what went on with me and you, I'm almost afraid to open the darn thing. But it's gotten to the point now where I know what it is. I get two about every quarter. The first one says, we have changed your address to match our records. They changed nothing. Okay, and the second letter I get, which is marked a day later, says, we've changed your address to match our records. So, thank God it's automated, because it only cost them 37 cents or something, but that's crazy.
it is crazy. But let me say this, Joe, based on the experience you had with the IRS, which we've talked about before, you shouldn't be afraid of anything those people send you. Nothing.
All right. You're right.
And this is an important message to folks. You know, you touched on it just a minute ago. Just because you get a notice from the IRS, it not only is it not the end of the world, Joe, but let's talk about substantive notices about audits or collection. You owe this, pass that. Just because you get a notice doesn't mean the IRS is right. It doesn't mean you owe the money. It doesn't mean any of those things.
Right.
All right. You've got the right to challenge the IRS. You've got the right to challenge audit decisions. You've got the right to challenge proposed collection actions. And this collection action appeal, what we call a collection due process appeal, Joe, is probably the single most important right that people have. have as taxpayers. And so if you, even if you owe the IRS money and you know you owe the IRS money and they're mailing you a letter that says final notice of intent to levy, don't let your blood run cold. Don't get paralyzed with fear. You've got the right to a collection due process appeal. And when you exercise that appeal right, you get your case in front of the appeals office, whose written job description is to negotiate a settlement with the taxpayer. So you have to understand how this process works. It's not particularly complicated at all. Certainly doesn't cost any money to file the appeal. There's no quote-unquote filing fee. You just send the form in properly. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, walks you through that process. And you get your case in front of the appeals office, where you can negotiate collection alternatives.
Dan, is the, and I want to get to my question I was going to ask you before in a second, though, but when you get in front of these auditors, or when you get in front of the, maybe even a judge if it goes that far, are you better off representing yourself? Does that kind of give a little bit more leniency, or are you better off having a tax expert like yourself behind you and they know that you've got the information you need to push back?
Well, it depends on a couple of things, Joe. First of all, if you're going in blind, you know, in other words, you get a letter from the IRS that says they want to audit you and you know nothing about how the process works, you're a fool if you don't educate yourself or get experienced counsel.
You're right.
Now, if you do educate yourself as to how the process works, what the IRS is going to try to do, what your rights are to push back against that, most importantly, in the context of an audit, you need to understand what your burden of proof is and how to meet that burden of proof. If you've got that guidance in that direction, you can do it yourself. Absolutely. There's no question about it. I've been teaching people to do this for 40 years, Joe, with great success. So it can be done. Where people make mistakes is going in blind,
yeah,
without educating themselves, without knowing what the process is, without knowing what the enemy's battle plan is and how to deal with it. That's when they get themselves in trouble.
Yep. And it's so true, people, because when Dan and I were talking through my issue, the bottom line with it was he was telling me how to approach it, what to approach it, what to bring, what to show them that I had. And, you know, I made one of the biggest mistakes of all. I actually lost a box 1 year of receipts. Now, how in God's creation do you prove to the IRS without your receipts? And with some guidance by Dan, I was able to make it happen and be able to prove my point. So it's never a lost cause. But Dan, God bless you, you've been at this forever. It still makes the hairs on the back of my neck go up when I see that envelope. Now what do you guys want?
You're right, exactly. People hear the horror stories about the IRS and,
yep,
you know, people losing their businesses and their homes and so on and so forth. And that does happen, Joe. There's no question about that. But the fact of the matter is it does not have to happen to anybody that's listening to us,
right,
if they know what their rights are. Now, let me pull on one more string here. You mentioned, you know, just in further response to your previous question about, you know, should you do it yourself or should you get counsel? I will say this. In any situation where you're dealing with the IRS and the F word comes up, you absolutely want to make sure that you get experienced counsel. Now, what do I mean by the F word? It's not the one you're thinking of, Joe. Clean up the show. This is a family show here. I'm talking about fraud. If the IRS, if the word fraud comes up in any conversation you have with the IRS at any point in time, anywhere along the way, you need to stop the interaction, stop the conversation, and you need to consult experienced counsel at that point. When I say experienced counsel, I'm not talking about a tax return preparer, Joe. I'm talking about somebody that's got litigation experience with the IRS in fraud cases that can evaluate your situation and figure out what the real risk is. Now, let me say this. Just because the IRS uses the F word, again, doesn't mean that there's any legitimate risk of a fraud case. You've got a better chance, statistically speaking, Joe, you got a better chance of being eaten by a shark than you do of going to jail for a tax crime. But that said, you don't ever want to play games when the IRS is using the F word.
Agreed. All right, so let's go back to what I was going to ask you at the beginning, which was, you know, some of my friends put their life savings, you know, second mortgage on the home, the whole 9 yards to open up a business. They were cranking. They were doing great. 2019 was a banner year for some of these guys. And right now, they've got wood over their front doors. They've actually, you know, closed down. This is one heck of a hit for these people. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
well it is, Joe. And I'll tell you this. In some cases, they don't have front doors to put wood over. Let me give
that's
you
true.
Let me tell you what I'm talking about. In Minneapolis, in the first week of the rioting in Minneapolis, notice I didn't use the word protesting. The
yes.
first week of the riots in Minneapolis, there was a building that was burned to the ground. It was a bar restaurant. The owner of this bar restaurant was an African American guy that saved money for 10 years from his job as a Minneapolis firefighter.
Yep.
All right. So this guy's a Minneapolis firefighter for years, retires early from the fire department, takes every penny of his life savings, Joe, and puts it into that bar right on Lake Street, right in the epicenter of the riots. And so he's supposed to open his bar on April 1st. Well, on March 15th, the governor of the state of Minnesota shut everything down. So that was pushed back. So now here we are. He's just getting ready to open at the end of May. And what happens? They firebomb the entire block. His building burns to the ground. And guess what, Joe? No insurance. It's so tragic and heartbreaking. It's so reprehensible what these people are doing on the streets of our cities right now. It's unbelievable. And what it is, Joe, and this, we need to get our arms around this. I'm stepping away from the tax issue for just a minute because you started it. Here's the thing. We are in the throes of the opening stages of a Marxist revolution. This is not about social justice. This is not about equality. This is not about eradicating racism. All of those things are noble causes. What this is about is destroying the fundamental fabric of American society, and that is to say the Republican form of government that our system is based on. They want it eradicated, and they want socialist communism in its place. The Marxist model is riots, it's social discord, it's racial tension, it's all of these things that we're seeing playing out in our cities across the country. It is orchestrated by Marxists that want to destroy America.
I agree. I mean, I'm watching what's happening. I did a whole hour on the BLM manifesto where I went right through their own words, their own verbiage.
Right on their own doggone website.
And I said,
you talk about people not reading, Joe. This is just exactly what happened in Nazi Germany in the 1930s when Hitler published his book Mein Kampf and told everybody what he intended to do.
Yeah.
And you know what? That can't be right. He can't be serious about that. there's no way he really means that,
no.
Is there? Well, I guess we were wrong about that analysis, and the same thing is going to happen with this Black Lives Matter and this Antifa nonsense. It's a Marxist revolution. It's pure and simple.
No, we have, and President Trump was right. We have dumbed down our kids. We have taught them to hate this country, taught them to hate everything that this country stands for, and have not really taught them the truth. But, you know, Dan, we got to go to break, but I got to tell you something. I blame conservatives. I blame us. We have not taken our rightful places in the education world, in the college world, and that kind of stuff. And when we come back, we'll talk about that in a minute. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. You'll see the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5568. I don't want you to miss a minute of this. Look, taxes are scary. They don't have to be. When the IRS sends you that letter, there's no reason to, you know, just like wig out, take a breath, read it, and then call this guy. Seriously. Not joking. We're back at it with my buddy Dan Pilla, the tax man. Now, listen, not while we're talking. Write this down. Go there afterward. It's Tax Help Online, taxhelponline.com. And there's plenty of books to choose from, okay? You know, how to win your tax audit, how to get tax amnesty, the IRS problem solved. There's a bunch of books there that you can get enlightened with. And if you missed the last segment, go back and get it later. Get the whole show later, because we podcast everything. And you, really, you see that letter come in the mail, it ain't the end of the world. I know it gives you that little feeling in the pit of your stomach, but they don't have the final say. And Dan and I have joked about this before. They'll send you the letter, and they send you this little 8.5 by 11 trifold of all your rights. But Dan, your rights are a little bit more than what fits on that 8.5 by 11 piece of paper, aren't they?
Well, yeah. They got two little pages of this crap, you know, printed on one sheet front and back. And here's the astonishing part about it, Joe. This is the part that just drives me absolutely nuts. They're not bound by it. They put these statements in writing, and they're not bound. But this stuff isn't worth the paper it's written on. These statement of rights that the IRS puts out. As a matter of fact, the National Taxpayer Advocate has just released a statement here that she's incensed over the IRS's statements in their frequently asked questions. You go to their website, and you can click on just about any topic on the IRS's website, and they have a list here of frequently asked questions. They give you the answers to. Well, they're not bound by those. They're not bound by those answers, Joe.
Wow.
And in many cases, in teeny tiny print, they've got a disclaimer in those frequently asked questions that's specifically telling you that the IRS is not bound by the information in those frequently asked questions. You tell me this. What is an honest citizen supposed to do when we've got a tax code that consists of more than 4 million words that's been changed more than 5,900 times just since 2001 alone? And that doesn't even count all of the stuff that's happened with COVID here in the last, 4 or 5 months. Doesn't count any of that stuff. So we're well over 5,900 changes to the tax code, and people are doing their best to comply with this. They rely on the IRS to help them comply. Congress puts an affirmative burden on the Internal Revenue Service to tell people what their rights are and what their obligations are, and yet the IRS publishes this crap that they themselves say we can't rely on. This is out of control, Joe. It's just absolute madness, and it's out of control.
You go to the surgeon, he says, listen, I've done these things before, but I can't guarantee anything. Right? Have a nice day. I mean, come on. But you hit on a couple of things here, and again, you when you go to the IRS, some of us who have gone to their website, kind of looked around and poked around and what have you, they don't help you with things like, you know, some of the things that you point out in your small business tax guide is some of the 15 most common mistakes that businesses make. Some people, you talked about fraud before, and I'm sure a few people passed out, but some people aren't really looking to fraud the IRS. They really believe that this deduction is real and okay, and you know what I'm saying? I mean, they really believe
things. You're absolutely right, Joe. Listen, the fact of the matter is the overwhelming majority of citizens do their best to comply. The fact is that the IRS collects about just for round numbers' sake, let's call it $3.5 trillion. 98% of all of that money is collected through quote unquote voluntary payments made by people who recognize their obligation to pay their taxes. Only 2% of the revenue is collected by the IRS through enforcement action, where they all go out there and get in someone's face for the money. All right, so this is the reality. The overwhelming majority of people in America do what they're supposed to do when they're supposed to do it, but they need help. They need guidance from the Internal Revenue Service, and frankly, the IRS just, in my opinion, just utterly drops the ball when it comes to that sort of thing. And I talked about the disclaimer. This is the disclaimer that we often see on the IRS's FAQ page. It says, I'm quoting this now, this FAQ is not included in the Internal Revenue Bulletin, and therefore you may not rely on it as legal authority for your position. This means that the information cannot be used to support a legal argument in a court case. Well, what the hell is it doing on their website then if it's not legal authority?
That's amazing. It is, and they're again, it's that scary IRS thing, which is why they really do need to get in touch with you, you know, taxhelponline.com. I believe in preventative maintenance, right? Preventative medicine. So, really, they need to buy your book. You need to read through the book. You need to look at what they've got going on. Line up a bunch of questions. You know, don't just get on there and start jabbering with Dan. I mean, get some questions together so you know that you don't get nailed. I mean, I have a... you've been at this for 100 years. I haven't. But I got a sneaky suspicion that this year, they're going to be looking at people, small business owners especially, to see who's trying to skirt some of these tax issues, you know, with everything that's gone down and what have you, to try to get as much revenue as they can.
There's no doubt about it, Joe. And the fact of the matter is small business people have always been targets for the IRS and when it comes to, you know, deductions, precisely because people don't know what is deductible and what's not. And most importantly, even if they know that something's deductible, they don't know how to keep the records properly. And even beyond that, having the records is one thing. Presenting them to the IRS correctly is quite another. This is where my new book, Dan Pilla's Small Business Tax Guide, is so valuable because I take you step by step through all of the key issues that the IRS targets against small businesses, and I show you exactly how to keep out of trouble in every one of those areas.
I was leasing a vehicle specifically for the business, and I was not keeping mileage records because I leased that one for the business. And you taught me, not quite right. You still have to keep those records, you know, because when they ask you for the mileage on it, you can't just say, well, you know, I use it 95%. Yeah, I've gone to the store with it. Oh, you've taken your company car and you've gone to the grocery store? You know, that is one of the big places they nail people, isn't it, on the mileage?
Oh, sure, absolutely. And listen, there's so few people that are keeping their mileage logs correctly.
Okay.
And frankly, it's an easy target for the IRS. You know, it's just, you know, and I'm dealing with clients all the time that have these goofy claims on their tax returns that are being audited. And their response is, well, my tax preparer put that number down. Well, you know, it's humanly possible that a tax preparer pulled a number out of the air, but it's not very likely, right? Preparers make mistakes like everybody else, but it's highly, highly unusual that a professional tax preparer is going to pluck a number out of the air and put it on your tax return. That number came from someplace, right? It came from the taxpayer somehow, and you know, did the taxpayer pull the number out of the air? That may be true, but you know what? That's not going to carry the day if you're challenged on your mileage. You got to have the proper records, most significantly, the mileage log showing the number of business miles that you drove and establishing the business purpose for the travel. Without that stuff, the IRS is going to disallow the deduction, Joe.
Yeah. You know, and you and I have talked about this probably a million times, which is basically, you know, what are they going to be looking for? What do you think, and I know this is kind of a off the cuff question, but what are the three things the IRS is going to be looking to nail people for this time around because of all this craziness that's going on? Where do you see some of the three most common mistakes that people are going to make to get nailed on? And you got 3 minutes to answer that.
Okay, well, I'll tell you this right now. I just finished an article for my newsletter. It'll be coming out next week. It'll be the August issue on the Paycheck Protection Program audit initiative. Now, the IRS has not announced an audit initiative for Paycheck Protection Program loans. This is my prediction of precisely how the IRS and the Small Business Administration is going to challenge potentially millions of businesses out there that got PPP loans as to, number one, how they use the loan. In other words, when you get a PPP loan, you've got restricted use for the money, or it can only be used for certain things. So they're going to be challenging that. And then the other thing is the certification, Joe, that you had to sign to get the loan in the first place that said you need the money in order to maintain business operations in light of COVID circumstances. All right, that's a certification under penalty of perjury that they're going to look at to determine whether, in fact, that loan was quote-unquote necessary under your circumstances. So those are two areas I am completely convinced that the IRS is going to be looking at millions of small businesses here going forward.
Wow. And you know, again, people, don't make the mistake. If you're unsure, get the book, ask the question. God, it sucks to be on defense. You know what I'm saying? And believe me, I spent 2 years on defense. It sucks. And, you know, even when we filed our taxes this year because of Dan and because of some of the things he taught us, we went through them two or three times. And to his point about the CPA, you know, my CPA said, well, you know, it looks like you have this and this and this, so that should round out to about this. I said, no, let's not do that. Let's make sure we have the right number or pretty darn close that I can back up because I'm willing to take a loss of the number on the tax return to make sure I could back it up with a piece of paper, a receipt of some kind, if you would. So don't be in that seat going, you know, with your hair's on fire and you're calling Dan and said, hey, can you meet me at the audit Tuesday, and today is Monday, at 9 o'clock. So, Dan, Tax Help Online, taxhelponline.com, you know, check them out. Dan's been with me a little over a year now. I can tell you what, you want an honest guy, and I'm telling you from personal experience, Dan is an honest guy. God bless, Dan. Thanks for being with me. You know, and I got to tell you something about Dan. Seriously, he will tell you the truth. There'll be no gray areas. There'll be no fuzzies. If he can't help you, tell you he can't. But I'll tell you what, everybody I've talked to said that he's been a great help. Buy the book. Give him a call. Get some information. Joe Messina, your host, next hour. We got all kinds of information, all kinds of stories that will make your skin crawl. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.